Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're now joined on air by Heather Schensema, Director in Employment Law Practice at Cliff Decker. Very good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Chad, to you and your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Heather, so this is a tough one. There's new immigration regulations in respect of the hiring of foreign workers in South Africa. What do those regulations mean for the average Joe?
That's right, Chad. I mean, it's nothing really new. There's just been extended amendments. As we know, in terms of our Immigration Act, we actually are not allowed, and we all know this, to employ foreign workers without the relevant visas in our country. But government has been emphasizing over the last couple of months that it's going to be taking, or it already is implementing, a zero-tolerance stance on the hiring of illegal foreigners. And that means now going forward in relation to the Department of Home Affairs and its new mandate, that it will have to, the process will have to first be vetted by the Department of Employment and Labour should any employer wish to hire a foreign worker without having gone through the process first. So effectively what that means now is that before I can hire a foreign worker, I need to then submit my application to the department. The Department of Employment and Labour will now vet that application. They will then determine whether or not the employer is permitted to hire that foreign worker, or whether we have the local skill instead, and that person, Bob, for example, should rather be hired than the person from overseas. So it's going to become tougher. It seems that government is suggesting that it will be enforcing the obligations in terms of the Immigration Act, and that we will be imposing fines, imprisonment, and perhaps the CEO and the HR directors will be personally liable should it be found that they've been hiring illegal foreigners.
So, Heather, what about hiring documented foreigners who are in South Africa and have a work permit but may not have a critical skill? For example, a part-time gardener or a part-time domestic worker?
Again, Chad, the problem there that we all have is, as I said earlier, the employer will have to demonstrate why that's a critical skill. So if we take gardeners, for example, one, the employer would then have to demonstrate that he has exhausted the internal processes and before being able to then justify why that foreigner has to take a job instead of a South African taking that job. So it's going to become far more scrutinized in terms of being able to hire persons who do not have the critical skills. So, for example, a foreigner who is a gardener or a domestic worker, it'll be, I foresee, going to be very difficult to justify that going forward.
So, Heather, my next question would be, that foreign worker is documented legally in South Africa and allowed to work. They're not allowed to work in a normal environment. They're going to have to demonstrate that they have a special skill. Is my understanding correct?
That is correct, Chad. So going forward, once the visa comes up for renewal, the employer is then going to have to apply on that person's behalf for a new visa or the extension of the current visa, and then have to go through the vetting process that Department of Employment and Labour then is going to be instituting.
I think we can anticipate seeing some test cases or perhaps even some enforcement on a large scale to send out the message that
Absolutely.
The department is serious about this.
Correct. I foresee no doubt that the large employers will be subjected to the audits by the Department of Employment and Labour as well as the Department of Home Affairs. The ministers or the inspectors will obviously be able to come in and do the audits. And as I said earlier, if it is found that they are foreign workers without proper papers, there would be personal liability on the CEO or the MDs going forward.
Sure. Something that all employers need to now take extreme cognizance of. It's been in the back of a lot of people's minds. It's now should be forefront.
Correct. Absolutely. We can't hide behind what we've been doing the last couple of years where many people have been flouting the Immigration Act and have not complied with its obligations.
Heather, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Heather Schensema is the Director in Employment Law at Cliff Decker, and she's just highlighting the dangers now of employing foreigners that don't have a specific special skill. And if you don't need them for a special skill, if they're doing normal work that can be done by South Africans, you can be fined, you can even be arrested.